Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you as always by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I hope that you have been enjoying the author interviews that I've been doing on a very regular basis, as much as I have enjoyed talking with the authors, reading the books, doing everything that I do for those interviews. But today, I'm actually excited for a different reason. I don't have an interview scheduled, and I'm not excited because I don't have an author to talk to, but I started this podcast out as a way to talk about books that I've read and discuss, you know, different genres and such, which was great. And then I started doing the interviews and that took off, and I've had so many scheduled. I just haven't really had time to get back to some of the book discussion episodes. And today I actually get to do that. So I'm excited about that. Haven't done it for a while, so bear with me. I might be a little rusty. I don't know, you know? I mean, I normally just ask the questions and then the author gets to talk for most of the podcast. And now it's all me. So that's always a challenge. As you see in the title of this episode, I am going to be talking today about the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon. And I have a love-hate relationship with this series. I love it so dearly. I found the books when I was in high school. I found them in my library. There were three out at that point, the first three. And read all three of them, loved them, thought that it was maybe just a trilogy because, well, the third one was kind of open-ended at the conclusion. It seemed to wrap things up okay. I felt like, you know, I was okay if the story ended there. Well, it didn't. So in high school, I read the first three, and I am not ashamed to admit that I started pimping them out to my friends. You know, if you're looking for something to read, you need to read these three books. They're awesome. And then a fourth book came out, and that was exciting. And then a fifth book, and a sixth book, and a seventh book, and now we are waiting for book 9, it turns out. The series, I don't even remember what the original number was going to be, but Diana on her website had said at one point that she was going to end at a certain number, and we have blown past that number because she hasn't gotten as far in time as she has wanted to. She hasn't gotten to the point where she sees the series concluding, and this is kind of where I get the hate part of my love the relationship, because it's been over 20 years since this series started, and I just want a little closure, you know? I mean, I still love the characters in the book. I'm not going to give you any spoilers because, you know, there's a lot that I could talk about in 8 books plus spinoffs. It's not just 8 books. There's spinoffs, there's novellas, there's short stories. This thing has just, it's taken on a life of its own. And I can understand why maybe the author is having trouble actually getting to the novels. The later novels, I mean, the first three are significant. They're many hundreds of pages, but the later novels are all around 1,000 pages. So this is not a light undertaking if you were going to read this series. It's a lot of pages, and there is a lot of stuff that happens in these books. But my issue, I guess, is when she says she hasn't gotten as far in the series or as far in time as she wishes to, I want to ask her and her editor, well, can we take out some of the extraneous detail that has come into these 1,000-page novels that we are now slogging our way through? I mean, I sometimes feel like there's just so much extra detail that doesn't necessarily further the plot. It does in some way, but there's so many words And I've actually been re-listening to the series. I've read the series numerous times over the years, and now I'm listening to them on audiobook, and I'm up to book number 7. Yeah, I'm on book number 7 right now. And as I'm listening to them, I'm just reminded of how much detail there is. And I'm one of those stubborn people who won't listen to the unabridged or to the abridged versions. I insist on listening to an unabridged audio book. But this is one time when I might be okay listening to the abridged version, except that I'm too stubborn and I wouldn't do it. But there's so much. And I'm wondering, for those of you who have read them, how you feel. Do you feel like it's just kind of gotten a little bit overwhelming as it's gone? Or are you still loving them? Are they still just this wonderful series that you fell in love with when you first started? And if that's the case, I would love to hear your reasons. I would love to hear how this book has affected you, books has affected you, how it makes you feel, how you're still, you know, in love with it, etc. But before we go further, for those of you who haven't read it or who haven't watched the TV show, because it is now a series on Stars, they have done 3 seasons based on those first 3 books. And I think I saw that they've been renewed for at least another 2 seasons. So we're going to get at least books 4 and 5. And that's a whole different, you know, if you haven't read the books, but you've watched the TV show, it's the same, but it's different, right? I mean, there's definite different, the basic structure is still there, but, you know, if you've only read the series, or if you've only watched the TV show, then it's a little different, and you would have a slightly different experience with this Outlander series. So I'm going to read you the description of the first book, because, you know, that's where it all starts, and I don't want to give anything away from some of the other books. So, Outlander by Diana Gabaldon. It says, the year is 1945. Claire Randall, a former combat nurse, is just back from the war and reunited with her husband on a second honeymoon when she walks through a standing stone in one of the ancient circles that dot the British Isles. Suddenly, she is a Sassenach, an Outlander, in a Scotland torn by war and raiding border clans in the year of our Lord, 1743. Hurled back in time by forces she cannot understand, Claire is catapulted into the intrigues of lairds and spies that may threaten her life and shatter her heart. For here, James Fraser, a gallant young Scots warrior, shows her a love so absolute that Claire becomes a woman torn between fidelity and desire, and between 2 vastly different men in 2 irreconcilable lives. That is the description of Outlander, the first book in the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon. And you can see it's got a lot to recommend it. I mean, you've got time travel, so there's a little bit of a science fiction element. You've got definite romance. There's, you know, there's a lot of sex scenes in these books. So if you are a fan of, you know, the steamier side of romance, these books are for you. There's time travel, romance, historical fiction. Obviously, you know, we get 1945, so that in itself is historical fiction, just after World War II has ended. And then 1743, Claire goes back in time 202 years. Now, when I first started reading these books and, as I said, pimping them out to my friends, I forced my college roommate to read them, and she and I both still, you know, I think she's mad at me to this day because she has the same love-hate relationship that I do with them. So when you try to describe this book, okay, so the main character is a woman named Claire, and it's 1945, and she and her husband are in Scotland. It's after the war. They're getting reacquainted after being separated for several years. She was a nurse. He was in some kind of, I want to say he was a spy, but that's not quite the word that I'm looking for. There's a word, but I can't think of what it was. So she and Frank are in Scotland on their second honeymoon when she walks through a stone in a circle of standing stones and ends up in 1743. And when you describe that to people, they're like, okay, that's interesting. Now, I will tell you one thing. If you haven't read the books and you want to, It's very confusing. I know that I said I wouldn't give you any spoilers, but this is so early in the series that it's not that big of a deal. So you're reading this book and they're in 1743. She's gone back in time. And then you open book two after ending at a very specific spot in book one. And it says 1960 something. 1968, if I'm remembering correctly. And you're like, wait a minute, what? What the heck is going on here? So don't be confused. That is the correct book. You are in the right spot. That is book two. Not going to tell you why, not going to tell you anything else, but I always warn people when I give them this series to read that when you open that second book and it says 1968, don't panic, because even I, who have read the series multiple times, when I reread them the first couple of times, I still would open up the second book and be like, wait, is this the second book? Should I be? Yeah. So that's just a little warning for you. We are going to talk a little bit more about this series and what's been going on, why I have this relationship with it, but we are going to take our first break of the podcast. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking this week, this episode, about the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon. And I've said that I have a love-hate relationship with it. I love it. I love the characters. I love the basic concept of the story. But it's gotten a little unwieldy, as I've said, and I really, really want closure. I remember reading when Stephen King was working on his Dark Tower series, and that was another series that took, I think, over 20 years to complete, that people were really freaking out. I mean, they loved it and they wanted to know what was going to happen. I was very fortunate in that I didn't start reading it until it was almost done being written. So I did not have that 20-year wait for the Dark Tower, but I have had the 20-year wait for Outlander. And I just want to know. I just want to know how it's going to conclude. You know, I need some closure. I need an epilogue. And usually I don't want my favorite books to end, but this one, I just want to know. It's, you know, it's been 20 years. So let me give you a little bit more information on the series in case you haven't read it or you're thinking about reading it. Now, if you're thinking about reading it, go into it knowing that it is, you know, like 9,000 pages. That's, you know, if that appeals to you, that's great. I don't want to put you off reading it because there's some really wonderful elements of this series. And if you've watched the television show and you want to read the books, please do. Just know that, you know, there's a few things that may or may not appeal to you as you continue reading them. So the Outlander series, as I said, currently has 8 books. The 9th book is being written. No word on when that is coming out. But then there's also other books. For instance, there's a whole series within the series, or a spin-off series, I guess, of one of the characters whose name is Lord John Grey, and he appears throughout most of the series, but he also has his own books, and I've read a couple of those. I know that they're very popular as well, and they do have some of the main characters of Jamie and Claire in them, but they are a spin-off series, so there are those. The 8 books that are currently out for Outlander are Outlander, Dragonfly and Amber, Voyager, Drums of Autumn, The Fiery Cross, and Echo in the Bone, Written in My Own Heart's Blood. And then the 9th book is Tell the Bees That I Am Gone. And so that is what's out already. And then there are several Lord John books. one, two, three, four, five, and then five at least. There's a novella. There's a shorter novel called The Scottish Prisoner. There's a lot. Did I say A Breath of Snow and Ashes? I think I missed that one. That comes between The Drums of Autumn and An Echo in the Bone. I mean, A Fiery Cross and An Echo in the Bone. Go to dianagabaldon.com and go to the books section, and there's a page where she gives you the order to read them in terms of how the Lord John novels and novellas, and how some of the novellas and short stories that aren't Lord John fit into the series as a whole. So you can just read the Outlander series, the 8 books that are out now, or you can go and you can intersperse the Lord John novels as well, and she gives you the way to read them. So there you go. There's also the TV show. It's on Stars, and like I said, they've done a really good job of trying to take a lot of information and put it in. Book 3 is where things get even weirder, and I'm not going to tell you why, but they definitely get much stranger, and the series is strange to begin with. And they made some interesting choices in terms of the screenplay for season 3. This isn't an episode about the television series. I just remember watching it and thinking, I'm really not sure why they made that choice. The first 2 seasons, the choices that they made, I could see why they did what they did and how they tried to, you know, make the story as succinct as possible, etc. But they've made some interesting choices that interesting to see how they play out in terms of what I know is coming in the 4th book, in the 5th book, etc. Jamie and Claire are 2 of my favorite characters. I will have a place in my literary heart for them forever. As the series goes on, though, 9,000 pages, it's a lot. There are a lot of characters to keep track of, as you can imagine. I mean, this is an epic story that takes place over lots and lots of years and time and times, because, you know, there's the 20th century, there's the 18th century, and then there's all these characters that come in as the series goes on. And because it is the 18th century and it is the time of Culloden, there's, you know, a lot of violence. There's a lot of things that happen to the characters. I mean, if you go through, don't do a drinking game, although it's reading, not watching, so you could do a drinking game because it would take you a while to read the books. But if you counted up every terrible thing that happens to every character in this book series, oh my gosh, it's crazy the things that have happened to these characters. I mean, you read through and you're like, really? How much more can happen? And so that's a little crazy. The details get a little unwieldy, as I said. And as we go through the book, in the first couple of books, Claire has gone back in time and she does meet some historically significant people. But as the books go on, it feels like they meet more than their share of historically significant people. I'm not sure how many famous people you would actually run into if you were a time traveler. And what do I know? I don't, you know, can somebody do a study on this that is, interview time travelers who've gone back in time or forward in time and just see how many historically significant people that they meet during those travels? It just feels like it's almost like a caricature of itself now. It's gotten a little bit crazy. I feel like it's gone off the rails a little bit. And so you're probably listening to this thinking, why are you doing an episode on this? Why are you telling me about this series that you clearly don't like? And I don't want it to come across as that, because I do, as I said, I'm re-listening to it right now on audiobook. I've read them numerous times. There are things that I love. There are things that make me smile. There are characters that I love. And most of my issue is just wanting some closure. And there's been so much that has happened to all of these characters that I want to give them some closure too. I mean, they have been through the ringer, folks. They need some closure themselves. I worry that other bad things are going to happen to them. I know other bad things are going to happen to them, and they need some closure. I need some closure, and I want to know what's going to happen. But I also just feel like we've gone off the rails a little bit. What started, I think this series maybe took on a life of its own, and it's gotten a little bit out of hand. I don't know the author personally. I've never spoken to her. I can't ask her these questions. I'm sure other people ask her these questions. What I do know is that this series, both the book series and the television series, has some very loyal, very rabid fans, and if you are one of them and you are just angry at me right now, I understand. Please don't send me hate mail. I love the books too. I just have some personal issues with them. So, as I said, if you are still as madly in love with this series as you were when you first started it, please, please let me know. Kindly, I would, you know, don't yell at me, please. I'm not yelling at you for your love. Don't yell at me for my confused state of affairs, okay? On that sort of pleading note, we are going to take our second break of the podcast. And when we come back, I'll be concluding with a few more thoughts on Outlander and then looking at some books that, if you have read the Outlander series and are looking for something similar, we will talk about some of those books. So stay tuned. You are listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, where today I am talking about the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon, a series of currently 8 books, plus spin-offs about a character named Lord John Grey, plus some novellas and short stories. If you want to get lost for a really long time, this is the series to do it in, because you have got books to read for a while. If you are a fast reader, you still will have books to read for a while. If you're a slow reader, you are set. You are set for, I don't even know, a long time. So I said before the break that I would be mentioning some books that are suggested to read if you're done with Outlander and want to read something else, something similar. If you are an Outlander addict, fan, whatever you want to call it, and have your own suggestions, please find me on social media, find the Book Review Podcast on social media, and give your own suggestions. I would love to hear them. This, as I mentioned, is a series that can fall under numerous categories or genres. So it kind of depends on why you like the series. Do you like it for that historical fiction element? Do you like it for the kind of science fiction-y time travel element? Do you like it for the romance element? Do you like it because of all of that? You're probably not going to find a series that contains all of that in exactly equal measure, because then it would just be Outlander 2.0, and that's plagiarism. But there are books out there. So, do you like it because Jamie is Scottish? When I was looking for books that are similar to Outlander, there were a lot of books with Highlander in the name, a lot of men in kilts, bare-chested men in kilts on the cover. So there's always that option if you really like the Scottish element of these books, is to go out and find yourself some more good Highlander novels. One series that I haven't read but that came up multiple times during my search was the Wilderness series by Sarah Donati. And Sarah, S-A-R-A, Donati, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, D-O-N-A-T-I. This came up more than once, and it looks like there's 6 6 books in this series. So, you know, if you're jonesing for Outlander and you want something maybe similar and you want something that you can get lost in for a while, 6 books isn't bad. I'll give you the description of this book. As I said, I haven't read them. I'm seeing a quote, a blurb, a quote from Diana Gabaldon on the cover. So that speaks well, right? One of those rare stories that lets you, why don't I make this picture bigger? Imagine that. Let's see. One of those rare stories that let you breathe the air of another time and leave your footprints on the snow of a wild, strange place is the quote from Diana on the cover of Into the Wilderness by Sarah Donati. And it is from 1998. Published August 3rd, 1999. Gave you the wrong. 1999. First published August 3rd, 1998. See, it's just, okay. If you're still listening, thank you. Let me give you the description of this book, Into the Wilderness. Weaving a tapestry of fact and fiction, Sarah Donati's epic novel sweeps us into another time and place and into the heart of a forbidden affair between an unconventional Englishwoman and an American frontiersman. It is December of 1792. Elizabeth Middleton leaves her comfortable English estate to join her family in a remote New York mountain village. It is a place unlike any she has ever experienced, and she meets a man unlike any she has ever encountered. A white man dressed like a Native American, Nathaniel Booner, known to the Mohawk people as Between Two Lives. Determined to provide schooling for all the children of the village, she soon finds herself locked in conflict with the local slave owners as well as her own family. Interweaving the fate of the Mohawk Nation with the destiny of two lovers, Sarah Donati's compelling novel creates a complex, profound, passionate portrait of an emerging America. So there you go. That is the description of the first book in this series. It is called Into the Wilderness. There are, as I said, 6 books: Dawn on a Distant Shore, Lake in the Clouds, Fire Along the Sky, Queen of Swords, and The Endless Forest. And as I mentioned, this was on pretty much every list I saw of what to read after you have read the Outlander series. It has an average of about between 4 and 4.5 stars for every book on every page that I looked at, or every list that I looked at. So there's that. Another book that I saw that was recommended a couple of times was The Mists of Avalon, which is an interesting choice. That is a retelling of the Arthur legend, but with very, very strong female characters, kind of from the perspective of the female characters that you don't hear about as much. I have read it. It is a very, very good book. I enjoyed it very much. I don't know if I have the same Outlander feel from it or about it, but it is historical fiction, or I don't know, can you call it historical fiction if it, you know, the Arthur myth, mythological fiction? I don't even know. That doesn't even make sense. So basically, just Google what to read after Outlander. I mean, I didn't even have to finish it. I just typed in what to read after an Outlander popped up. So I am not the only one that has typed in this search request. If you have suggestions for what you read after Outlander, or maybe you have a book that you're like, no, look, lady, I like the Outlander was fine, but this series is the bomb. I would love to hear from you. Please, please, please go and comment on social media, or comment on the, if you're on the Blog Talk page, in that you can comment. I would love to hear from you because, well, I will never, ever, ever finish my to-be-read list, but I'm always happy to add more books to it. Please, please feed my addiction for books that I will have on my list and may never, ever get to. That's probably enough from me today. Thank you for letting me wander through my love-hate relationship with this series. I am not saying don't read it because you will have a love-hate relationship with it. You may love it. Just like any book that anyone ever talks about it. You may love it. You may hate it. You may be indifferent towards it. It does have some really good elements to it. I mean, it's got adventure. It's got sex. It's got romance. It's got violence. It's got historical elements. It has got science fiction. It's got some fantasy elements to it, if you want. There's a lot. There's something for pretty much every type of reader in this series when it gets right down to it. You may not want to read all eight of them. You may, you know, love them and read them multiple times. It's the same with every series. But if you are a fan of historical fiction, or if you are a fan of time travel, or if you're just looking for a series that will keep you occupied for a while, this is definitely something that you should check out. If you've watched this TV show and loved it, then you should definitely read the books, because as always, there are things in the books that are different, much, much different. And there's definitely more detail in the books. You'll get a lot more backstory on a lot of different things. And while I think the casting of Claire and Jamie and some of the other characters in the first couple of seasons was brilliant, I love the actors who play Claire and Jamie. I'm a little skeptical about the casting that they've done for some of the other characters who have some really huge story arcs going forward, and I'm not sure I feel like those characters or those actors are going to do those character or those storylines justice. We'll see. But if you have watched the series and loved it, then you should definitely read it as well. Thank you so much again for joining me for this somewhat silly episode of the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I hope you will join me again on Tuesday when I do have another interview, this time with M.L. Ruschak, who's writing a series, a fantasy series, the first two of which are out, the third of which comes out in March, and that is the Of Light and Dark series, the first of which is The New Reign, and the second of which is a prequel. So, you know, either one of them could be first or second, but the second is the prequel called The Fallen. So join me as I speak with Melissa about her series, her Of Light and Dark series. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. We have 20 shows of various subject matter, so go check those out. You can download our podcasts on iTunes or any app that you use for your mobile device. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find the GSMC podcasts. Go check us out. And as I have said about 52 times during this episode, that was hyperbole, by the way, you can find us and engage with me on social media. GSMC Book Review Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. And we do also have a blog. All of these links are in the show description of this episode. The blog is www.gsmcbookreview.blogspot.com. Thank you. Join me again on Tuesday. But in the meantime, get out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Go find one. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.